Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
You are listening to Pastor Elvis Ajiman. Pastor Elvis Ajiman is the founder of Grace Mountain Ministry and the convener of Alpha R. Follow Pastor Elvis on podcast. Podcast added for Android users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis, and podcast for Apple users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis. And now today's message. Stay blessed.
Philippians 3:13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be this minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Let as many as be perfect be this minded. And what is that mind? Putting behind every achievement, everything that you have ever been, putting behind and pressing so much, so hard, that you can lay hold of the price of the high calling of God. And he said that these are the mind of the perfect. So Psalm 37:37 will tell you, mark the perfect man and the upright, for his end is peace. So when God was speaking about the perfect, he was talking about their end. Apostle Paul is talking about the perfect. He said that the perfect has a particular mindset. They forget the past and they press, so that at the end, the story will be better. That their lives will not be better in the past and worse in the future. That tomorrow will be better. This is the mindset of the perfect. This is where consistency comes in. That you don't allow a small success to let you fold your hands and sleep. That is why every day in the presence of God counts. Some may be tired because of weekend, but to some who are perfect enough to see tomorrow and know that there is a milestone ahead, those ones don't get tired in the presence. They keep staying in the presence because something about tomorrow is far better than what we saw in the past. For the sake of the end, we don't get tired today. For the sake of the end, we don't settle and fold our hands. You prayed yesterday, pray more today. You gave yesterday, give more today. You made a sacrifice of your time or something yesterday, do it more today. Because to God and to the perfect man, the end is better. Oh, listen, one of the most embarrassing things in this world is to start well with God and not end well with him. Don't tell me it is not true. Ask Solomon. Ask how Moses ended. A man that God said, I speak face to face with him. Yet the way he ended with God on earth was not a good one. Because of what you have done, your eyes will see, your feet go. Oh, Jesus. It didn't end well. It didn't end well. And we have people who had more status than us with God. Yet, it didn't go down well. Judas was the one handling God's money on earth. But the end was not good. If the present is quite good, don't settle there. God told the children of Israel, move forward. Move. They were moving around Mount Seir and they thought that everything was fine. Until God came and said, move. There is something ahead. There is. You can't stop fasting so long as God has not called you to the endless realm. As long as you stay on earth, there is an end to everything. And that end must be good. You are not permitted not to end well. That end must be good. Until you step into that ageless, timeless, endless realm. And then you can live in his presence in present times. That one, there is no future. What matters the most is the present. But this time that everybody has an end on this earth realm, your present and your future matters. This is why we are spending such a sensitive week on this matter. That Lord, I may have been a good preacher now, but let me end well. I may be very prayerful, but let me end well. Yes, we serve a God whom the Bible says he declares the end from the beginning. So before God starts with, he's looking at the end. But as human as we are, sometimes our whole eyes are on the beginning and on the present. So much so that we can't even see what is ahead. But whenever God starts with a man, he's thinking of the end. Because of the versatility of man's mind. So he begins to project the end into a man's mind. That is why he started giving Joseph dreams. When Joseph was still in his father's house, he was showing him the end. This is where you are going, boy. This is where you are going. Don't think like normal men. Don't behave like young girls. Don't behave like normal young men. This is where you are going. Some of you, what you are seeing today in your dreams, it's not 5 years time. It may be 20 years time. But God, being so mindful of the end, has started showing it to you now. So that you will know how to manage your walk and be circumspect with him. Till that end shows up. We are going to pray one prayer, Lord. Lord, this, if people will call it foolishness, let them call it. If people will call it ignorance, let them call it. But Lord, I'm pleading with you. Hold my hands to the glorious end. Do you know there is something called the expected end? He said, I know the thoughts that I have for you. They are thoughts of good and not of evil. To bring you to the expected end. That means God has an expectation of how everybody must end. Will you disappoint him? That's the question. God himself said, I know the thoughts I have for you. Jeremiah 27:11. I know the thoughts I have for you. They are thoughts of good, not of evil. To take you, not to the end, to the expected end. The expectation of Jesus' life was on the cross. But the devil showed up in Matthew 4 to let him throw himself down from the building. He would have died, but that is not the expected death. So everybody can end, but will you end in the expected end? That's the question. Yeah. There are some of us who are preachers today. We are pastors, but the expected end is that you must end as an evangelist. If you end as a pastor, you are in trouble. There are prophets who must end as like apostles. If you don't end as an apostle, you are in trouble. That expected end of God is what matters to life. It's what matters. John Wesley said that if I die with a note on me, call me a thief. And when he died, he said in his lifetime, over 70 million or whatever pounds moved through his hands. But he died with coins with him. Expected end. He came for souls. He finished. How will you finish? Will heaven smile at the way you will end? That's the question. The Bible says that Jesus came to declare the acceptable year of the Lord. That means every year we enter must have a place in God's acceptance. 2021 is coming to an end. Will God look at you and say that this man has ended in my expectation? Did Grace Mountain enter? Will Grace Mountain end in God's expectation? Are you where God wants you to be? Are you doing what God wants you to do? Are you ending well? Are you ending well? You are searching for who to marry. Will you end in God's expectation? You are looking for a job. Will you end with a job that is in God's expectation? Will your ministry end in God's expectation? Will your children end in God's expectation? Lift up your hands. There is a God who is mindful of the end, people of God. He is mindful. How Grace Mountain will end is what matters, not now. So to the perfect, we must be minded of the price of the high calling. Say, Lord Jesus, my hands are lifted in all humility. By your grace, take me to the expected end. May I not miss the way. I don't have a church here. Say, may I not miss the way. In the name of Jesus. Say, may I not miss the way. May I not miss the way. May I not miss the way. In the name of Jesus. Father, take me to the expected end. Tell you. Even today, I was praying this prayer. Lord, may I not aspire from your will before they put me in a coffin. May I not aspire from your will. May it never come a day that I can't find a place in your thoughts and in your purposes. That I went my own way and paved my own way. And now I am off. That my end will not be with God, but will be with other things. Though he started with me, but I'm nowhere. In business, in your calling, in everything that you are in, there is a perfect end. The end is where God wants you to say goodbye to the world. Catherine Coleman's last meeting that led to her death. Her protocol, before the service, she will always be praying, and according to the protocol, she will go and peep through the window into the congregation. Then it was her custom. So she will peep through the window and begin to speak to God. God, look at these people. Look at these people. You must heal them. But not knowing, her last meeting, she was having a heart attack. Because God told her to retire at a particular time. But she loved the job more than her life. So she held on to the curtains. And she began to cry to God. Lord, one more strength. One more strength. Then suddenly she left the curtains, then entered the service and ministered for more than 2 to 3 hours. Healed the cripples, all kinds of healed them, ministered powerfully. Then when she walked into the office, the protocol followed her and she fell down and collapsed. Moved her to the hospital and she didn't talk again. And they called Oral Robert to come. And when Oral Robert got there to pray for her, Catherine Coleman signaled to Oral Robert that he shouldn't pray. She's ready to go. And her last words she could speak to the nurses, she told the nurses that she loves roses. So all that she's asking for is that the angels of the Lord will come with roses to come and pick her soul. when she stopped Ora Robert from praying for her, after a short while, the whole hospital, all floors, began to smell like roses. They rushed to her room. She was gone. How people ended. How people ended. She told one of the nurses that if I go and Jesus asks me, I'll tell Jesus I tried my best. Ora Roberts was also sick to death. And when the whole family got around him, they were praying for God's healing for him. The man began to sing and to laugh. He would sing loud and be laughing. He would sing loud and be laughing. That was how he closed his eyes. He's gone. Archbishop is on the table in the dining hall eating. I miss home. I miss home. Started saying, I miss home. Moved to the sitting room to meet somebody, a foreigner who has come to check on their university. At the sitting hall, he touched his heart. He's gone. That is how some people ended. And they were living, turning back their eyes to see the world they lived in and how they tried their best for Jesus. How they spent midnights. How they preached their intestines out. How they loved God. They tried their best. And they left. How will the end be? Even in a year as 2021, how are we going to end the year? Did Jesus declare you a millionaire from the beginning of the year? What happened that you are not? Did he declare you a pastor? What happened that you are not? What did Jesus say to you that you are not, as it stands now, that you are not? That you are not. Go through your prophetic books and see the things the Spirit of the Lord spoke to you that you are not. And you are about to cross a year that you will never have it back again. There is only one thing a man has that when it is spent, he will never have it back again. That is a man's time. If 2021 ends without you fulfilling God's purpose for the year, sir, there is no other chance again. Therefore, within the last 2 months, oh, may heaven move. That what we could not achieve for the past 10 months, may heaven. That is the essence of this 1 week fasting. That heaven will shake itself. What we relaxed, what we could not touch, what we could not access, we tarry in the presence of God for 7 days. We tarry in the presence of God for 7 days. Until that thing happens within the next 2 months, I will not end 2021 failing God. Maybe I may be rich, but yet fail Him. I may have money, but yet fail Him. I may get some breakthroughs I was looking for, yet I may have failed Him because I did not end the way He planned it. I will take you to the expected end. The expected end of David was on the throne. If he had stayed in the wilderness all his life, that would have been a disappointment. The expected end of Joseph was on the throne. It's not enough to have your plan. You must end in God's expectation. That's why Jesus came and said, my meat and my drink is to do the will of the Lord and to finish it. I must finish it. I must get to the end. I must finish it. I must get to the end. I must get there. Grace Mountain, we must get there. Human beings are so wicked. Sometimes at the starting line, they start to clap for you. So you think that you are finished. the wickedness of humanity will celebrate you at the starting line. So many people end when they have not even started. Lift up your hands, say, Lord, help me to finish well. Begin to pray. Lift up your voice. Begin to pray. You can't stop praying now. You have not yet ended. You can't stop worship now. You have not yet ended. You can't stop studying the Bible and listening to the word of God because you have not just started. You have not even started. You can't stop now. We can't stop now. We can't. We can't. We can't. We can't. We can't. We can't. The journey just started. Sakato beli teki la fasa. Wakeli pandunu watai tendi mos. Leika patum tinkam suma. Glorious. Take us, Lord. Take us, Lord. Wake us up. Somebody push one more minute. Lebranda bakatas, lebranda labashi, matosa la labashi, lambala labashi na labalech, Put your hands on your heart. Leda barata sana na mosha. Emana no sana na me. Father, touch us. Sometimes our body begins to expose us and betray us. Our minds. The realities of life and the cares of this life. But I pray for everybody in this place. Sometimes the anxieties of life, the fears of this life, the cares of this life, and then they make us begin to swear off, so that we begin to feel that we have ended when we have not even started with God. We shall not have people like Elijah among us. Yes. Yes. Who will cry to God and say, I'm tired? Am I better than my fathers? I'm tired. And this man declared his end promptly. And God has to choose three people in his place. For a man to leave, God has to quickly find three people. Do you know what your disappointment can do to God? When you choose not to be who you have to be. And God said, anoint these three. Jehu, Hazael, Elisha. And the man didn't even finish his assignment of anointing people to replace him. It has to take Elisha. Just anointed Elisha. And Elisha came to finish the assignment even God gave him that he should do to die. Elijah had to come and anoint Jehu. When God told Elijah that, Elijah, you must anoint Jehu. When men can cut off their lives, when God have not determined. No wonder God sacked him back to come, for John the Baptist to come back in the spirit of Elijah. You didn't finish the work. We will not end our assignments. We will finish well. We will finish well. We will finish well. By the grace of God, we will finish well. We will. The storms may come, but we will finish. The attacks may come, but we will finish. Messengers will be sent from hell, but we will finish. For we hold on to the grace of the living God. We hold on to the power of the living God. It doesn't matter the arrows that flies by day and the noon by and the pestilence that moves by night. We will still survive, making Jesus our strong tower. We will walk through and finish the race. We will. We will. Like Apostle Paul, we will stand and boldly proclaim that we have run the race. We have finished the course. And we have fought the fight of faith. Tonight may look simple, but God will raise generations out of us. We will stand 30 years from now. Our strength will not be abated. Our eyes will not be dim. We will work the works of God till we have fulfilled His earnest desire. We will. We will. We will. And from here we prophesy and subdue challenges, subdue infirmities, subdue barriers, subdue hindrances. Everything that stops men from finishing the assignment, we rise and subdue it. We proclaim and make confessions according to the will of the living God. That we here and our generations and the body of Christ as a whole, we shall, with like Paul, say that we have finished the race. So therefore I stand to declare, any sin that easily beset us and any words that is not making us run, oh, He said that for we are surrounded by a great cloud. There are men who have our ends in their hands and they are watching us. They know what you must end as. They know where you must end. They know. And they are, it's in their hands. They are watching. We are surrounded. And when we are slowing down, these men are in tears. We need you to finish. We need you to finish. Rick Joyner met Apostle Paul in heaven. Apostle Paul told him that as it stands now, you are more important than me. He said, you are on it. You can make changes. You can fulfill the will of God. You can sustain God's kingdom. He said, you are more important than me. He said, never think that I'm important than you. As long as you are on it. There is a cloud of witness praying and gnashing their teeth that Elvis will not disappoint God. There is a cloud of witness. They make intercessions more than men make intercessions. And they are with the Lord crying out. When I wake up and my laptop is staring at me and my phone is staring at me, they are praying that God don't let these things take over his mind. When the crafty schemes of this world are staring at us, there are intercessors in heaven crying out, please, please let him fulfill the day. Let him fulfill the day. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. There are intercessors say that, please, let the sin that easily beset them be broken, that they may look unto Jesus. They may look unto Jesus. Every day they look unto him. Every year they look unto him. Till they become like him. Till they become. Will you not fast for 7 days telling the Lord that God set me on track? Let me run this race with the speed you want me to run with. And with the energy you want me to run. Let grace come down from heaven and touch us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Ajuman Elvis. For inquiries, send us a mail on pastorelvis@gracemountainministry.org. For questions relating to relationships and marriage, send us a mail on loveclinic@elvisajiman.org. You can also send your testimonies via testimonies@elvisajiman.org. For offerings, visit www.payalphar.org. For more information, make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. Remember, faith cometh from hearing and hearing the word of God. Stay blessed.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com, info@godswordforus.com.